Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Evolution is more than a theory. It is a fundamental scientific principle.
You know, there's a scientific term for that. It's called baloney.
We are so stupid that we think that just because telephones and computers and cars are intelligently designed, that means we are too. Well, we're not.
I don't trust that Richard Dawkins.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth is the only logical explanation, unless you don't want to believe in science and logic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
We're here at Georgia Tech. Hey, do you know which direction the library is? You're a freshman, aren't you? Yeah, alrighty. Thanks very much. Okay, yeah. See, then I thought I could sound all smart with the kid. Dude, you find the library yet? You got two different directions. All right, hey, while you're walking to the library, maybe we'll find it together. Could I talk to you on the radio for a moment?
Yeah,
What are you here to study, young man?
I'm here to study industrial engineering.
Industrial? Where are you from?
I'm from India.
Tell me, what is the religious climate like in India? What do people... Is it mostly Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, Christian? What's going on in India?
It's a healthy mix.
Why is it healthy?
It depends on which state you're coming from. But I come from South India. South India is a lot more peaceful. You don't have...
And progressive, isn't it?
It's progressive, religion-wise, mm-hmm. Not development-wise. But...
How long have you been in the States?
A couple of days.
Okay. Do you come from a family of means? Do you ever lack food?
No, we don't.
What about most people in southern India?
Southern India is a lot more, they're well-to-do.
Really?
Most families.
Is it like living in the States?
No. When we say well-to-do, we're not scrounging for food, but we just about manage. It's not... Your basic standard of living is totally different.
Okay, how many in a house for a typical mm-hmm. Indian, mm-hmm. how many bedrooms do they have?
I would say if you have three, that's luxury.
That's luxury,
yeah, that's
home.
That's luxury. Mm-hmm.
And
so,
bathrooms?
Bathrooms, typically two, yeah.
And that would be luxury living.
That would be good, yeah. Most houses have two to maybe three, yeah.
Yeah.
The third is.
All right. And what about things like boats and toys and games and fun and televisions?
The modern families out there who have one professional in the house, toys and boats are more essential for them, for the kids. But otherwise, it's not really valued. So kids will probably have one or two basic toys. That's
okay.
It.
Yeah? Now, have you been into downtown Atlanta yet?
Not yet.
Okay. You can see the skyline in a mm-hmm. big city.
Yeah.
And you will see some people who are homeless.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but
okay.
You'll see some people mm-hmm. who are homeless. I would say maybe depending on what area you're in, you'll see a few.
Yeah.
What about in India? Do you see a lot of homelessness?
We do. There is a lot of that. But it's more up north. In North India and Central India, I guess, yeah.
Okay,
I've done quite a bit of traveling.
I've been told, I'm a Christian,
uh-huh.
and I've been told that in India, mm-hmm. there are a lot of these people who come from the States
yeah.
to India,
mm-hmm.
and they preach that if you come to Jesus, you'll get wealthy,
mm-hmm.
healing, and there's these huge crusades that happen over
yeah, there.
Have you seen those?
I have.
And what is your impression of those?
Well, it's not exactly bad to... preach your religion and try conversions, but sometimes it gets a bit annoying, but very rarely. Yeah, they stay within limits.
What religion are you?
I'm a Christian.
Okay,
yeah.
So what do you think about come to Jesus, mm-hmm. you'll get rich, you'll get healed?
Getting rich, I don't know. Getting healed, yes.
You believe that?
I believe that.
Physical healing.
Physical healing, yeah.
Okay, so everybody who's a Christian mm-hmm. should be physically healthy.
Well, I hope so.
But they're not, though.
That's a belief. At least, if not physical, at least, you believe in something, and if you do, you're going to get healthy, yeah.
So people will get out of a wheelchair because they believe?
No, that's too far off.
That's too much healing.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess.
So they've got to have a lot of faith to get healed?
I don't know. Miracles do happen, but I don't know.
Okay, but that's not what you said.
Yeah.
You said if you've got faith,
I know,
you'll be healed.
I'm contradicting myself a little, yeah.
Okay. What is the gospel?
It's the word of God.
You're right. But what is the good news? Like, what's the message that is good news?
Hold on to your belief. Yeah.
Why?
Because at the end of the day, you've got to believe in something.
No, I don't think I do. I know some atheists that are pretty happy.
I know.
And they're healthy. They're not in a wheelchair.
Atheists. Agnostics are fine. In fact, I'm partly agnostic, part believer. Yeah.
So you partly believe, partly don't. Okay, so what happens to somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus?
Well, they're not condemned as heretics in India.
But what about in the Bible?
In the Bible, I mean, it says, yeah, you will go to hell.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
So you don't believe the Bible?
Well, I don't believe everything the Bible says.
Which parts do you believe? You believe? Yeah. Well, you're honest. Yeah. So which parts do you... just the stuff you don't like?
The stuff that... condemnation... You see, everyone has their way to God. So it doesn't necessarily mean believe in the Bible, then get to God. So,
well, everybody has their opinion and their belief system, but that doesn't mean that that belief gets them to God.
That is true. But I don't know what really gets you there.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. How many murders and bad, violent things happen in India in the course of a year? Thousands, I would imagine.
That's right.
What do you think about when those bad guys get away, when they don't get punished for their crimes? Do you like that?
Don't like that at all.
Do you like the idea of them going to jail for punishment?
They hardly go to jail.
Well, you like the concept.
Yeah, it's well, you have to pay your dues when you do something wrong.
When you break the law, so you should love the idea of hell. People break God's laws. That is the right punishment. They sin. They break the commandments. They lie.
Wait,
they steal. They should get punished.
There's one more facet to that. There's forgiveness. If you repent.
Well, I was just focusing on your opinion about hell. Mm-hmm. That you don't like the idea.
Yeah.
But you like the idea of justice.
Yeah.
On an earthly sense, you should love the idea of justice in a heavenly sense.
Yeah.
That God, the just judge, would judge people based on what they've done. You should like that. That's why hell is a reasonable and good thing.
If I don't believe that there is a hell and you will go to it for bad things, then I'd probably do whatever I want.
Well, it actually should scare you, shouldn't it? Shouldn't the idea of hell scare somebody?
I mean, it does. Yeah.
Let me reason with you for a minute.
Sure.
About the reasonable nature of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're a pretty average guy.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you've told lies in your life.
I have.
Right? And you've stolen things, little things,
small things. Okay.
Jesus said, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Okay.
Now you're a guy.
Yeah.
You've got blood running through your veins. I'm guessing you've done that.
Definitely.
Maybe even today just looking for the library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are all violations of God's laws because he's perfect and he looks at our heart, what's going on inside of our brain. He even sees the things that we fail to do. Somebody who needs help, we don't help them. We see the poor and we don't feed them.
Yeah.
All violations of what he commands us to do.
We're doing it. Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you die.
Mm-hmm.
You get judged by God.
Mm-hmm.
He finds you guilty of breaking the laws.
Yeah.
If he's just and he's good, what should he do with you?
Well, if I feel bad about it and
that's not the question.
Okay.
What should he do with you?
Regardless of what I feel.
Feelings are... It's like the criminal saying, I feel bad.
It doesn't matter. Okay, in that case, ideally, if I was a guy who believed in justice, he should condemn me.
Yeah. Well, whether you believe in justice or not... If he is just, he would condemn you.
He would.
Yeah. No matter how much you protest, if you're guilty and he's just, off to hell you go, right?
Essentially, yes.
Right. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, because if he didn't punish you, a lawbreaker, then he wouldn't be just, would he?
He wouldn't be just.
And that would make God less than perfect.
Well, being just is, I don't think that's all, right?
I agree with you.
Yeah,
but we're just kind of focusing on the idea of hell.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's other components. You're right about that. But hell is reasonable, and it's good because God is just.
Yeah.
So that's why hell, we shouldn't just toss it out of the Bible.
No.
It's actually a good doctrine.
It's a good doctrine, but it's scary. And
I agree. It is scary.
Yeah, but without it, there are two sides to everything, isn't there? So,
Well, there can be, but something is either right or it's wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so my friend... You said you kind of believe in God, you kind of don't.
Yeah.
You kind of like some things, kind of don't.
It's all according to convenience. It is.
Yeah. Right. But someday, even though you're a young man...
Hold on, get an umbrella.
That's all right. You know what? I'm perfectly dry right now.
Fine.
If you're okay,
yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah, good.
Are you going to melt?
No.
Okay, yeah, I'll sit down with you.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I want to do. I want you to ponder something just for a minute.
Sure.
Because we have to take a little break here.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials. You've got those in India, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Here's what I want you to ponder for all of 3 minutes.
Okay.
If you were to die, this tree fell, the lightning struck.
Okay.
And it, by the way, have you seen the lightning here?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, you get struck by lightning. Down you go. You get judged by God.
Uh-huh.
Off to hell you go.
Okay.
Do you know what hell is like?
I don't want to know.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And the reason it's so bad, it's not really because our sins are so bad.
Okay.
But it's because our sins are against a holy God.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that lying is a big deal to man.
Okay.
Men go, whatever, you lied. No big deal. We all do it. But God... is infinitely offended because he's infinitely holy.
Yeah.
And so he finds even small infractions to be very terrible because of his character and nature.
Mm-hmm.
He punishes you forever. I want you to ponder just for a few minutes what that would be like forever, to be receiving the wrath of God. You're going to ponder that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a little commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll figure out some of those other components. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right. Okay. What's your first name?
I'm Jason.
Jason.
Yeah.
You're a gentleman. All right. You are listening to Wretched Radio. And now a message from our dear brother Paul Marty of the Tomorrow Club's Kids Bible Clubs all throughout Eastern Europe. Just in case it isn't difficult enough to do ministry in poor Eastern Europe.
2020 has been a challenging year for all of us, and especially hard for the vulnerable kids and families the Tomorrow Club serve. But support from the Wretched audience has enabled us to continue to bring a message of hope, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the forsaken places we serve. Thank you so much.
If you are a Tomorrow Club supporter, I echo his gratitude. If you are not, would you please consider becoming a Tomorrow Club supporter? You can sponsor your own kids' club in Eastern Europe so efficiently. Just $30 per month to disciple 30 kids. Learn more at tomorrowclubs.org/wretched. tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
It's another day and another episode of Wretched Radio. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And listen, Road Trip to Truth, it's finally here. That's right, Road Trip to Truth is hosted by Millennial John Fabares, the son of Mike Fabares, and these episodes tackle tough issues that millennials struggle with. Subjects like, why is there evil in the world? Is Jesus really God? What about the supposed errors in the Bible? Is there really only one way to heaven? And many, many more. You know, the third leading cause of death among millennials is suicide. They're depressed, they're anxious, suicidal, and lost. And Road Trip to Truth is here to help you understand how to witness to this generation. Together, we can reach more and more people who are in desperate need of hearing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Road Trip to Truth, just one more reason to support Wretched. Visit wretched.org/donate today or text Wretched to 44321. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
No doubt, many of your kitchen table conversations have involved health insurance. Mrs. Friel and I used to talk about it a lot, but not since we joined MediShare. Biblical health sharing. Over 400,000 Christians sharing each other's medical expenses so far to the tune of $4 billion. You can be confident they can handle your medical bills too. An average family through MediShare will save approximately $500 per month, and you'll be able to sleep at night. And right now, they're waiving their application fee during the month of November, which just might be open enrollment time for you. Please, maybe it's time for you to reconsider how you protect yourself and family. To learn more about MediShare, visit MediShare.com/wretched, MediShare.com/wretched, or call, they're nice folks, 844-34-BIBLE, 844-34-BIBLE.
Attributes of God. What does God's patience look like? 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God is not hurried, nor has he forgotten his promises. God will bring about the fulfillment of his eternal plan in due time."
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio at Georgia Tech on a Witness Wednesday, sitting here with Jason from Southern India. All right, Jason, I said to you before the break, because you said you kind of look at the doctrine of hell, and it seems a little severe, it seems a little harsh.
Yeah.
I tried to reason with you about the nature of hell and why it's a good thing. That God is going to get all the lawbreakers. So all the guys that rape women, he's going to get them. All the men who murder women, he's going to get them. But he's also going to get the liars,
the
thieves, the adulterers, the blasphemers. If you've ever taken God's name in vain, he's going to clean house. And anybody who's done wrong is going to get punished.
No one's going to heaven like this.
Well, nobody should go to heaven. That is the correct conclusion. You're right. Nobody should go, because nobody deserves it, because everybody's broken the laws. Everybody has.
Well, don't
Gandhi
you think about
broke the laws?
Yeah, but don't you think about gradients? Yeah.
About gradients?
Yeah, as in,
degrees?
Yeah.
Well, so that girl who just walked by, she's told 15 lies. You've told 55.
All right.
So maybe hell won't be as hot.
Okay.
But it's still going to be rotten.
It's still going to be rotten.
It's horrible for everybody, but it's degrees of horribleness. I mean, suffering for forever.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. There is that point where you realize what you've done, right? I personally believe that after hell, if you reform, maybe you go to heaven.
Yeah, but the problem is, according to the Bible, it's too late. Even
the Bible
prisoner
says forever, right?
Yeah, and even a prisoner, though, who's sitting in a jail cell, who reforms himself, still has a debt to pay.
Well,
even though he's reformed, he maybe cleans up his act, he doesn't break any more laws, he still has his debt.
Isn't the misery that he felt the debt that he's paid also?
Well, that's it. It can maybe satisfy, depending on how long the sentence is.
Yeah.
All right. But again, remember our problem with going to hell. We've sinned against an infinite God. The punishment, the sentence, is infinite.
Okay.
Because that's what our crimes deserve. So even, and some people say that even those who are in hell, they never really change their heart and their mind about God. Jason, here's what is at the core of sinning.
Okay.
Right. Its wickedness is in the fact that it demonstrates that it's faithlessness. We demonstrate that we don't have faith in God, that we don't trust God. We love other things more than God. At the core of every sin is trusting self, loving ourselves more than loving God. So even as you lie, it's blasphemous and idolatrous against God because you're loving yourself and your ways more than God's ways.
What about, me being here, is my selfishness to want more?
Well, desiring more things doesn't have to be a sin. We can have proper desires.
I want to meet women out here, etc. I want to be more successful, etc. So, isn't that...
It depends. For instance, there's nothing wrong with desiring a good woman to marry her.
Yeah.
If you're desiring to simply fornicate with her, that's a bad desire.
Okay, I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
To desire to have a career so that you can make money to provide for a family or to give money to God, nothing wrong with that.
But the Ferrari, it's not.
Well, if you're... I need a Ferrari because I want to drive around so the people will think I'm cool, so that I can get the chicks, so that I can be sleeping with them.
Then on some grounds, it's right. Is it?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with physical things.
Okay.
God made the world. It's good if we use it rightly, if our priorities are right. Now, if we're desiring it for sinful reasons, selfish reasons, then we're doing it wrong.
Okay. Various questions and answers, when you go in deeper, then you find out what's right and wrong, right?
Well, your conscience knows what's right and wrong regarding sinning.
Okay, but here's the thing. You even talked about lust, but lust is part of, how you meet women, how you actually judge who you're going to get married to, isn't
it? Well, there's a fine line.
Okay, wait. If I was married and I'm lusting, that's bad. Yeah, fine. That's agreed.
Not even if you're not married. Doesn't matter. Because not that even? Woman isn't yours. And you're not in the relationship that God says that type of thinking is okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back just for a moment to hell. You die, you get judged by God.
Mm-hmm.
He sends you to hell because he knows your thought life.
Yeah.
He knows your desires. He knows the things you've said in anger. He knows when you've dishonored your parents by not being obedient.
Okay.
He knows that you haven't thanked him for every meal that you've eaten and every prayer that, every piece of air that you've taken and used so that you can live. You haven't thanked him, and it's his air.
Okay.
He made the air. Just keep gulping it without saying, can I have some of your air, please, and thanking him.
All right, okay.
So you're stealing air from God.
Okay.
He judges you. He sends you to hell.
Okay.
Just like everybody else. That is exceedingly bleak and depressing. And there's another problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
God isn't just.
Okay.
God is also kind. And
God
he's merciful.
Yeah.
And he's loving.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't just let you go. Because if he just lets you go, Jason, then he's not loving and kind to the other people.
Okay.
Because he hasn't upheld justice. So we got some tension now.
Uh-huh.
Here's what we got.
Yeah.
A God who's just, who must punish a guy like you and me.
Yeah.
But he's loving and he wants to save a guy like you and me.
Okay.
So something has to happen. The tension needs to be broken somehow. Here was the plan that God created.
Okay.
He sent his son.
Yeah.
Who's God's son?
Jesus.
Who is God himself.
Mm.
To die on a cross.
Yeah.
To take the punishment that you and I deserve.
Yeah.
It was God pouring out the wrath that you and I deserve on his own son.
On his own son, yeah.
Punishing him on our behalf.
Okay.
So that justice could be satisfied. So that your fine could be paid.
Yeah.
So that you could be set free. That's the gospel. That's the good news.
Yeah.
That you're a sinner who can be saved because of what Jesus did.
Okay.
That's the good news.
Okay.
You can be forgiven by God, and not only forgiven, because Jesus kept all the commandments.
Uh-huh.
He never lusted.
Yeah.
He never lied. He never stole. He always honored his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Not only will you be seen as forgiven, you will get his righteousness credited to your account. You will be seen as just before God.
I like the gospel.
It's an amazing. And it's better than Hinduism and Buddhism and Islam and Mormonism, because they all say, work, 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 and maybe you'll be reincarnated, or maybe you'll get to go to paradise. Maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jesus says you'll definitely go to heaven if you repent and trust in me.
Agreed,
Turn from your sins, put your trust in Jesus, and the Bible says God will give you a new heart, and now all of a sudden, you're going to see a girl walk by, and while you might initially go, whoa, you're going to go, whoa, stop it.
Yeah.
That type of sinning was the thing that put Jesus on the cross.
Okay.
That's the type of thing that he died to save me from. I'm not gonna keep thinking like that. I'm going to stop that, because you're going to have new affections and new desires.
Right.
And you're going to live to please the one who saved you.
Yeah.
And that's what a Christian man behaves like. Do we ever sin? Yeah, we do.
We do.
But we don't live in that lifestyle of sin.
Yeah.
Now, Jason.
Yeah.
You sort of believe that. But you sort of don't.
I still, I'm still like that.
You're still like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think Jesus will do with you if you're sort of still like that?
Oh.
You haven't repented. You haven't put your trust in him. You haven't fled to him for mercy.
Good question. But, that's one of the semi-advantages of being not a fully believer.
That's an advantage?
Yeah.
What's the advantage?
Say you don't believe in it, and say this is all not true, or say that God doesn't exist.
Okay.
In that case, the small things that I've done, I can conveniently forget about it. But on a high level, no. Yeah.
But see, the big if is. Is Jesus God?
Yeah.
Is he your creator?
Yeah.
Well, he's called the Son of God because that describes his relationship to the Father, very close. But he's not less than God. He's fully God, fully man. It had to be a complete God sacrifice and a complete man sacrifice to represent you and to satisfy the wrath of the Father.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If he exists, if he's true, if he is who he claims to be right now, the Bible says, you're not kind of half and half.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says you are fully, totally at war with God.
Yeah, okay.
Your enmity with God in your mind through wicked works, and his wrath abides upon you. There's no advantage.
That's tiring.
It is, and you can't keep the law.
Uh-huh.
You have no desire to keep the law right now.
Okay.
You can't do it.
You know, if there's so many laws, etc., then why are you put on the earth?
You know why you're put here? So that you'll hear this message from a complete stranger, even though you've been in America for 3 whole days, and that you'll repent.
Yeah, okay.
And you'll put your trust in Jesus.
Fine.
And then for all of eternity, all of creation is going to point to Jason and go, look at how amazingly kind Jesus is.
Yeah.
Your purpose in life is to glorify God by getting saved.
Yeah.
Primarily.
I believe
that's
in that.
It. And then you will be a trophy of God's grace. You will be the one that he can point to and go, you know that lusting? Maybe you've looked at pornography. Maybe you've fornicated.
Yep.
Whatever it is that you've done, he can say, that wretched man, I forgave him. That's how good I am.
Yeah.
That's why you're here, so God can be glorified for being so good to a guy like you.
Amen to that.
Amen? Meaning, is it true?
It's true.
Then, dude, you need to respond. If you sit in limbo land, you're not in the camp.
Yeah.
You're still, if you are not for him, you're against him. And right now, you're against him because you're sitting there all squishy. So as you wander your way to the library,
I'm going to think
you need to
it.
Be thinking about this so seriously.
Yeah.
Because he offers you forgiveness and everlasting life. This is a good offer.
It's a good
And you won't want to delay until your deathbed. Why would you? Right now, when you're in a wrong relationship with God, you could be in a right relationship with God.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
You got a Bible, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Jason, I'm going to be praying for you, young man.
I hope so. I'm praying for you too.
Stay dry.
Yeah.
Please be praying for Jason, whose eyes are really reeling right now. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
Hey, this is Wretched Radio, and I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, in the United Kingdom, the High Court is about to hear a landmark case about legalizing abortion up until birth for Down syndrome babies. Heidi Crowder, a pro-life activist with Down syndrome, is suing the UK government over its pro-abortion law, saying that, quote, it feels amazing that the High Court is going to hear her case. Another pro-life activist is part of the same suit with Crowder. Marie Leigh Wilson, whose son also has Down syndrome, is being represented together with Crowder by Paul Conrath. Conrath believes this case is discriminatory against Down syndrome people. When asked for her reason as to why she is suing the UK government over the Down syndrome law, Crowder told the Sunday Telegraph that the current law is unfair and, quote, it makes me feel like I shouldn't exist and that I'd be better off dead in the eyes of the law. According to another news outlet, there may be a reason to justify that perspective. Certain outlets are reporting that abortion is legal in all stages in the UK if the baby will, quote, suffer from such physical or mental abnormalities as to be seriously handicapped. Leigh Wilson also shared as to why she is suing the government. She said, quote, we live in a society that proclaims that we want to empower those with disabilities and that regardless of your background, you deserve a fair and equal chance at life. She said, quote, this law, which allows abortion up until birth, is outdated and we can do so much better than this. According to data released by the UK government in 2019, there were 207,384 abortions for women residing in England and Wales, the highest number since the Abortion Act was introduced. An Irish Christian therapy group, which offers completely voluntary therapy for those who have unwanted same-sex attraction, is suing Barclays Bank in Ireland for closing their account based on a mob rule. Core Issues Trust, which is a Christian nonprofit specializing in completely voluntary therapy for men and women who seek to rid themselves of homosexual attraction, took legal action after the bank followed the lead of several other companies like MailChimp, Facebook, and PayPal, which all closed down the group's accounts. The reason the alleged group was banned from those sites is that a gay evangelical influencer falsely claimed that the group is for conversion therapy, which is a practice that has been highly abusive toward people in the LGBT community in the past. The founder of the organization, Mike Davidson, has denied those allegations multiple times, but that didn't stop Jane Ozan, the gay evangelical influencer, from swaying Facebook and other platforms from censoring Davidson and eventually shutting him down. Christian Concerns director Andrea Williams also stated the targeting of Core Issues Trust is a, quote, cruel campaign of intimidation and harassment. Core Issues Trust also stated that Barclays Bank was acting as a moral attributor of what views in society are acceptable and not acceptable. They deemed this in their lawsuit as unlawful discrimination against their nonprofit. More Wretched Radio is still to come. I'm Jimmy Hicks.
Books of the Bible. It is not certain who the human author of the book of Hebrews was. However, it is certain that the ultimate author is the Holy Spirit. The message of Hebrews is an exhortation to faith in Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant. When you want to see how God foreshadowed and fulfilled the gospel in the Old Testament, look to Hebrews.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
There's a guy who's walking in flip-flops, and he looks like Jim Caviezel. Hey, young man, could I talk to you while you're walking to wherever you're going?
All right.
What's that about? You just swore on the radio, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I gotta. All right, I have to confess to you what I was thinking when I saw you walking.
Yeah.
You look kind of like Jim Caviezel.
Sweet.
Do you know who he is?
No.
He was the guy who played Jesus in the movie The Passion of the Christ.
Okay.
Has anybody told you that? You look kind of New Testament-y?
Yeah, I get that every once in a while, I guess.
Okay.
Like every day, all the time.
And how do you respond to that? Well, except when you got sandals on, you're not wearing like a tunic or anything.
With frustration.
You don't like it?
No.
How come?
Because it's just kind of weird for people to call somebody else Jesus.
Well, I agree with that completely.
Not that I'm like Christian or anything.
What are you?
Okay, this is on the radio, so I'm atheist.
Don't worry. Nobody's going to be offended. This is America still.
Oh, no, I'm not Christian. Everybody looks down on you for some reason.
Do they? Do you think so?
Not here in college, but...
No. In the world, do you think they do?
But in the real world, people have a problem with that for some reason.
Have you experienced any sort of persecution for being an atheist?
Actually, I kind of take it with pride, I guess.
I mean, like, have you ever not been hired, demoted, because you're an atheist?
Well, no, but I guess that's because nobody really asked that question.
Oh. They've egged your house. They've slit your tires.
Nope.
They've stoned you.
Ah, oh, man, if only.
Okay, wait a second.
New Age stoned, great.
You have been persecuted with condescending glances.
Yes.
That's it. That hurts, doesn't it?
I make it look like it hurts, but inside I'm just laughing.
Okay, so why are you an atheist?
Because I grew up around science, watching the Discovery Channel.
Ah.
I guess that's one way to put it.
So you don't believe that there's a God?
No.
Okay, and so you certainly don't believe in Jesus?
No.
Who do you think Jesus was?
A collection of old stories from other religions.
Why do you believe that?
It's a good way to control people.
So you are reading the minds of people who decided, in order to impose authority, they came up with this idea of Jesus so that they could extort money from them?
It's one of the reasons, maybe.
Okay, that's got to be a Discovery Channel theory, right?
Dude, it's been on the History Channel, Discovery Channel.
And you can believe everything you see on TV.
Yeah.
Like on the religious programs.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
what?
Tell me.
Bananas
what is
were perfect for people to hold.
Tell me, my clever atheist friend, what is the primary message of Jesus?
Jesus' message actually made sense. Love everyone.
No.
That's as far as I've gotten.
Oh, well, that's a good one, and we should, but that isn't the biggie. That isn't the big message of Jesus.
What is it?
Besides, when you think about it, it's kind of a mean thing to tell you to treat people a certain way, because maybe you don't feel like it. What motivation do you have to love other people?
Treat everyone with respect is what I get out of life, anyway.
Here was his big message. You ready?
Yes.
Repent and believe the gospel. Repent. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ask for forgiveness for your sins. Say sorry to God. And then believe the gospel, which is pretty much self-explanatory.
That Jesus died on the cross, satisfying the wrath of God so you don't have to go to hell.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so you know the gospel, right?
I wouldn't say I've read it.
We're passing by the School of Psychology. I'm going to read your brain right now. You ready?
Let's do it.
You don't think you're a sinner, do you?
Well, if you don't really believe in the whole theory of sin, then no.
Okay, I'm going to try to prove that
not
you...
Not that I haven't done anything wrong that would be considered a sin.
That would make you a sinner, though.
I am divine in any certain way, but...
Didn't ask that. But you think you're a pretty good person, don't you?
I think that I live my life on some morals and ethics that are also in...
Like honesty.
Yes.
Have you ever told any lies?
Well, everyone's told lies.
Okay, so you haven't really lived up to that moral principle, right? Right?
Well, there are white lies, and then there are lies to get out of trouble.
Yeah. Okay, so you've lied, so you haven't upheld your principle of honesty, right? Stolen anything?
Not necessarily.
Uh-huh. Even as a child, something small?
What, like candy?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so you really haven't been honest with other people that way, have you?
Maybe not.
In fact, you'd be a thief, wouldn't you?
Sure.
All right, get ready for this one. I'm going to go back to Jesus for a moment.
Sweet.
I'm guessing you're not married, correct?
Nope.
All right. So you're going to think, well, I haven't committed adultery. But Jesus said, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. How are you doing on the purity scale?
Blackest heart ever.
So you've lusted.
Lust is a fun thing to do, I guess.
Even on this walk, I'm guessing, you've accomplished that one.
Not yet, actually. It's kind of funny.
No, but you've been on the alert, though, correct?
Well, I keep my eyes open.
Well, sure. You guys got to do what I...
Observation is key to life.
Okay. So, here we go. I just asked you
three questions
about your moral living.
Mm.
And you admitted to me that you're a liar, you're a thief, and you're an adulterer at heart. So that would make you a...
sinner.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You are correct. So you, if God exists, actually need the gospel, don't you?
If he exists, I should probably do the best thing and take it up, yeah.
Well, and probably the smart thing, too, because it would make sense that if you're a lawbreaker and God should send you to hell because you've broken his commandments...
Mm-hmm.
But he was so kind to send his son to take the punishment you deserve.
Yes.
I would think that that would be such an attractive God that you would want to be in a right relationship with him.
If I believed in such.
Well, my friend, I don't know if it's a matter of believing or not. The question is it true? It doesn't matter if we believe it. The question is it true?
That's a good statement.
Now, you've watched the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and a lot of these people who are kind of wanting to present... attacks on the gospel. Are you sure that those guys are right?
You can never be certain. There's always room for skepticism.
Well, that's kind of a self-refuting statement, because yep. You're certain that you can never be certain, therefore you can be certain.
That's just a funny way to put it, I guess. Yes.
Right? Okay. So it still boils down to, is what the Bible says true, or is the History Channel true? Because if the Bible is true, you die... God judges you. He opens up the books on your life, sees the thoughts, the deeds, the things you haven't done. What would be the right thing for God to do with you? Take you to heaven or send you to hell?
Well, I feel that if God is such a glorious and wonderful loving God, that he'll look back and see, well, Preston's only ever stolen candy. He's never actually cheated on anyone. He's never hurt anyone. That he's actually a pretty decent person who makes sure that everyone around him is happy with him, content at the least, and that he's never tried or meant to lie for his own personal gain. So, he's a pretty righteous person. However, in God's defense, if he decided to put me in hell, he is much smarter than I am, so... That's up to him, I guess.
Let me try to reason with you for a moment.
Do it.
A criminal is standing before a judge, and he doesn't think that his crimes were that big. Does it matter?
No.
What matters is what the judge thinks, right? All right? Now, let's say that the judge says, you're guilty, you've broken the laws, very serious offenses, and the criminal says, but judge, I've done some good things. Is the judge going to say, oh, good thing, never mind. All of your crimes have just been erased. You're free to go.
No.
No. So it doesn't matter what the criminal thinks. What matters is what the judge thinks. So let's get it from God's perspective. You've lusted. You've lied. You've stolen. You dishonored your mom and dad by lusting, lying, and stealing, right? You've maybe taken God's name in vain, blasphemy, right?
Daily.
And you don't honor God, so you've committed idolatry, right?
Sure.
Okay, so God should send you to hell, right?
If he must, he must.
Well, he must, actually. If he's good, he must. Because that's what a good judge does. He sends people to hell for breaking the laws. That's what the good thing, that's the just thing to do. So, my friend, if it's true, you need the gospel. Are you sure the History Channel is right?
Again, skepticism. However, personally, the way that most people believe in God, I believe that there is no God. So,
judge, I don't believe that you exist. What does the judge say?
So if I was Muslim, I would still be wrong. Or if I was...
Well, now I'm talking about a Muslim, and you're not that anyway. It's you standing before the judge.
No, but it's the same thing. You would attack me no matter what. I said. Unless I said, oh yeah, I'm pure Christian. Then you just attack the morals of Christianity.
Attack you?
Stand.
Attack you? Have I given you a scathing glance yet?
No, and actually, I apologize.
Hey, dude, I'm exhausted. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you.
All right? Hey, as I go, I don't want to sound like a religious freak.
No, no. That's...
Believe the Bible, not the History Channel.
Well...
It's good news for you.
History Channel is modern. They look at science and facts, and the Bible is from a very long time ago when people were much more gullible and thought the sun may not rise tomorrow.
Is it true?
It's pretty certain it's going to rise tomorrow and the next day.
All right.
Gotta say.
The Bible, not the History Channel.
Okay,
offers life.
Well, I'll just repeat what I just
all
said
right, I
and
got
put
you, man.
That back.
Okay.
In there.
All right, good. Hey,
but it was
thanks
good,
for the chat.
Good time.
All right, see you, man.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
I don't want to sound like an out of shape religious wingnut, but believe the guy, stare at the animal with the animal case. It's Wretched Radio.
And now for some poetry from the Poetry Corner with Jimmy. Roses are red, violets are splendid. Visit our website for all things wretched. And this has been the Poetry Corner with Jimmy. Now, before you ask, because I know what you're thinking, yes, this poem was inspired by true events. Did you know that at wretched.org you can watch full-length 30-minute Wretched TV episodes, listen to the full-length 60-minute Wretched radio episodes, visit our store for helpful and biblically sound resources, and last but not least, become a gospel partner. It's only thanks to our gospel partners that Wretched continues to exist. Without you, there is no Wretched. If you're already a gospel partner, we are extremely thankful for you. If you're not already a gospel partner, would you help us not only keep the lights on around here, but help us spread our Lord's gospel around the world? We would be eternally grateful. Head on over to wretched.org for all things wretched. That's wretched.org. Wretched.
Not that we normally quote Joseph Stalin on Wretched, nevertheless, he rightly said the death of one man is a tragedy. The death of millions is a statistic. We have to be so careful that our Christian hearts don't grow cold when we hear the statistic that 1 million babies die every year from abortions. We need to remember that is one baby at a time. That is one mommy. That is one child. That is even one daddy.
My choice to become a mom and hear those little footsteps running down the hallway every morning is all because I had an ultrasound. It saved my life and hers.
Ultrasounds save lives, one baby at a time. How many ultrasounds could you provide through preborn.org/wretched for just $28 per ultrasound? Please help save one baby at a time. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
It's here. It's here. Road Trip to Truth is finally here. We know you've been waiting patiently, but it is finally here. Join host John Ferbarez on his journey to find answers on the topics of evolution, depression, the reliability of the Bible, the existence of God, and of course, truth itself. Not only can you purchase the 13 full-length episode show, you can also purchase the Bible study course, perfect for middle schoolers through adults. Don't believe us? Maybe you'll take Tim Challey's word for it. He says, quote, "For too long, too much of the material prepared for young folk has been insultingly shallow and embarrassingly trite. What makes it even worse is that many young people are crying out for solid content while their youth leaders serve them nonsense. I'm thankful that Road Trip to Truth unashamedly and effectively deals with real, meaty, life-changing truths of the Christian faith." So visit roadtriptotruth.org and get your copies. That's roadtriptotruth.org.
Know your church fathers. Tertullian is known as Asia's first Christian theologian. He came from Assyria and studied under Justin Martyr before returning to prepare a path for the gospel into Western Asia. He wrote A Harmony of the Four Gospels. It was the primary gospel text in Syria throughout the 3rd and 4th centuries. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Boy, that kid was walking, I'm telling you. And I found the football stadium. What do you know? I'm a Georgia Tech. They got a football team here. Did you know that? Hey, young man, how many guys are on a football team on each side? What's the number?
I don't know.
13?
Okay.
I think. American football. 13?
Maybe.
Huh. Where are you from?
India.
Will you walk with me while I talk to you on the radio? My Indian friend?
Sure.
William? All right. What's the big sport in India?
Cricket.
What? Cricket?
Yes.
How many guys play cricket?
Each team has 11 players.
What is it called? You score a goal, a run, or what?
Score a run.
Score a run. Okay, what's a googly?
A googly is when you have a you bowl a ball, and the ball seems to be going in a particular direction, but at the last moment, it immediately swerves to another direction.
It's a googly?
Yeah.
So it's... What are you studying here?
Electrical engineering.
So maybe you don't know this. This is kind of an English term. What is the English term that describe when a word sounds like the action? Do you know what that is?
I forgot.
Is it onomatopoeia? Where the word sounds like it?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what a googly is. So it kind of does a little googly right at the end. All right, what are you studying here?
Electrical engineering.
Electrical engineering. I was just talking with a fellow from southern India a few moments ago.
I was from southern India.
He said that it's very religiously pluralistic, a lot of different religions there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you?
Hindu.
Tell me what it means to be a Hindu.
Well, I was just born a Hindu.
So you went with it?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
19.
Have you thought it through that it's the right religion?
I never have had any problem with it.
So how do you practice it every day?
Well, every morning I just say a prayer.
To whom?
Just to God in general. I just don't say any God in particular. Thing was, in school, we had something called moral science, in which it was like we were taught about all religions, not just Hinduism.
Yeah.
So I just used to read all the prayers which I learned from that class.
Okay, so tell me, what is the big teaching of Islam? What does Islam teach about the afterlife? I'm going to give you a quiz. How long ago did you take that class?
10th grade.
Let's see if it worked. All right, how do you get to heaven if you're a Muslim?
Just by following the 5 hadiths.
Very good. That's right. Can a Muslim ever know for sure they're going to paradise?
I'm not sure about that.
No, they can't. They're never certain. Because they don't know for sure what sort of mood Allah might be in. Okay, as a Hindu, what's going to happen to you when you die?
Well, I think I'm supposed to be reincarnated.
Okay, what do you think you're going to be?
I might be a butterfly. I might be the plant next time.
Well, what do you think?
I have no idea, actually.
I got to tell you, being a plant, especially that one, it's kind of ugly. Doesn't sound very exciting to me.
I don't know. I don't think I want to be a Hindu. I could even be an ant or something.
Well, how does it work? If you're a good person, you become a senator. Well, that would be bad. If you're a good person, you become rich.
Well, actually, the belief is, as you get reincarnated each time based on what you do in your life, like what all stuff you did, based on that, you get a better life.
Yeah. How do you think you've done?
Well, I'm pretty sure, according to that, humans actually go lower in the...
You're going lower.
No, humans are lower in moral behavior than animals.
Stop it. When was the last time you, like, ripped somebody's kidneys out and ate them for lunch?
I didn't do that.
Animals do.
Not all of them, though.
When was the last time you made a mess in the house and soiled the carpet? The dogs do. You're not a dog. You're a human.
Well,
that's better.
I did soil my...
Okay, the point is, you're not an animal. Humans are better.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to your 10th grade class. Christianity. What does Christianity teach about the afterlife?
If based on your good deeds or bad deeds, you go to heaven or hell?
That's Catholic.
Oh.
There's a difference. Catholic is that. If you do good... And maybe if you're perfect by the time you die, you go to heaven. If not, you go to purgatory, work things out.
Oh, yeah.
Then maybe you go to heaven or you go to hell. What does biblical Christianity teach?
I'm not sure about that.
It teaches that nobody does good. Nobody.
Okay.
Not one.
Okay.
You, me. Would you agree with that?
Maybe.
Okay, let's test. You ready?
Yeah.
How many lies have you told in your life?
How many lies?
Yeah.
Many.
Okay, so that would make you a... La, la, la. Rhymes
liar?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Liar. Right? That's not a good person who tells lies, right?
True.
See, that's just one commandment right there.
Okay.
All right? This one's tricky, so hang in there for this one, okay? God doesn't just see our deeds. He looks at the thought life, all right?
Yep.
Would he see that you, my young friend, have ever looked at women and had sexual desires about them?
Well... My thought process has always been so far, like, as soon as I looked at a girl, I first think...
Hold on, there's a girl right behind us. You might want to... Wait a second. Well, let's let her pass just for a moment, because otherwise you never know. You might meet her in the cafeteria. She'll know what you're thinking. That wouldn't work out so well for you. Okay, so you look at a girl and what happens?
Well, if it's a friend of mine's girlfriend or someone, I immediately don't give any thoughts about her. I don't know why.
You ever look at a woman with lust?
Yes, sometimes.
Okay, so God sees you as an adulterer at heart because you're committing the act in your brain.
I know, but afterwards I thought, no, it's not right to do that.
Doesn't matter. It's like a criminal saying that wasn't right, but he still committed the crime. So you'd be guilty. God's crimes. I'm giving you the Ten Commandments right now.
Oh, okay.
These are crimes against God.
Okay.
For instance, did you ever do anything that dishonored your parents when you were a child? You weren't obedient. You were naughty.
I was mostly obedient.
But you told lies as a kid.
Yeah, that's more like my mother asked me, did you take the sweets from the jar? And I said, no.
Okay, so you dishonored her. And if she knew about this little lusting problem of yours, she wouldn't be honored, would she?
Well, who doesn't?
I didn't say that, but I'm talking about you now. All right, so here's your plight, my friend.
Okay.
According to Jesus,
okay,
he is going to judge you. Everything you've done, mm-hmm, everything you've thought, everything you have failed to do that was right. You and Jesus, courtroom time, you've broken his laws,
okay,
so you're guilty of breaking the laws. Should he send you to heaven or should he send you to hell?
Purgatory?
No such place.
Well, I guess I have to stay on Earth then.
You're going where?
I'll have to stay on Earth.
Well, if you can, but
until
when he's going to get you, he's going to kill you. Well, you can't atone for your sins because that's not how justice works.
Okay.
You must get punished for your sins.
Well, I guess then laws are broken, I'll have to go to hell.
Yeah. That's what Christianity teaches.
Okay.
That you're a sinner, like me and those people behind us.
Okay.
And that God judges everything about us. And if we're guilty, he must, because he's good, he must send us to hell.
Okay.
That's what Christianity teaches.
Okay.
So here's a big question for you. If Christianity is true, not Hinduism,
okay,
not Islam, not Buddhism,
okay,
Christianity, true, where would you go when you die?
Hell?
Yeah. Right on. That's a drag.
Okay.
All right. What else did they teach you about Christianity? And I know you got to go into your class here, but they taught you in 10th grade. What did they teach you as the good news about Christianity? What did they say?
They didn't say anything
about
religion.
Oh, you're kidding. Then they didn't tell you the whole deal. What did Jesus do so you don't have to go to hell?
Oh, he said he went to heaven. He died for the entire world, off of humanity. Then he came back.
He died on a cross, was beaten by men, scourged, took the punishment you deserve so that your sins could be forgiven. Your badness put on him, his goodness given to you, so that when you stand before him as a just judge, he can set you free because he has satisfied justice because he's good and he's kind.
Okay.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. That's the good news. Not working your way there. You can't. You've already blown it, the rest of us.
Fine.
But you can be forgiven if you repent, which means say you're sorry and turn from your sins, put your trust in Jesus, court case dismissed, seen as righteous before God because Jesus kept all the laws, and you get to go to heaven based on his merits and not yours.
Okay.
That's Christianity.
Well, isn't that cheating?
Oh, it's good news.
I still don't think that's right. A little bit fair.
It's not. But it works out to your advantage.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not fair that he took the drubbing that you deserve. He took the punishment for you.
Yeah.
But it's good, and it's kind, and it's merciful, and it demonstrates his love.
Yep.
And his goodness. That's the gospel. You're a freshman, is that right?
No, actually, I'm a junior.
You're a junior. All right. Here's what you should think about as you start a brand new year here, okay? You can try to be reincarnated, maybe, but it doesn't sound like you're doing so good. With Islam, you got to keep those five pillars. You haven't done that, and you never know for sure if you're going to heaven.
Okay.
Jesus says, if your conscience is speaking to you and you know you've broken the laws, receive his offer of forgiveness, complete, total, thorough. The complete good news of forgiveness of sins. You should determine what's true. Because they're not all true. They can't be. Because they contradict each other. Jesus says, I'll save you by grace. The other ones say work. So you should figure out if what I'm sharing with you, a complete stranger, is true. Because if it is, you're going to hell right now, but you can go to heaven because of Jesus. So figure out if it's true with some urgency, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hey, you're a gentleman.
Yep.
Thanks for the chat.
One.
All right.
No problem.
Study hard.
Thank you.
So I'm asking myself the question, is that boring yet to me? And the answer is, it's never been more delightful, honestly. It never gets tiresome, finally making your way to be able to say, but there's good news. Oh, it never gets old. It's Witness Wednesday at Georgia Tech. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.